This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Doug Pollard here, and you are on The Rainbow Report. The Rainbow Report today on the subject of youth. So I'm surrounded by people half my age, which is very pleasant for a nice change. As a community, we haven't in the past been very good at passing on what I might call our community DNA. Mine is the first generation to have lived a mostly legal and out existence. I came out around 1968, can you believe, a year after legalisation in the UK. And we've accumulated a significant amount of unique experience and knowledge. But until recently, there were no formal ways to pass this sort of knowledge on to the coming generations. And then, of course, we went through AIDS, during which we lost an awful lot of people of my generation. And we didn't know if we'd survive. Many of us didn't. Or if there would be indeed be very much of a gay future to look forward to. Now, some of us do have children of our own, of course, but they might not be gay. So how do we pass on what we might call the tribal wisdom of the GLBTIQ, however many letters you want in their mob? Today we're going to look at some ways of doing just that with Family Planning Victoria and the Pinnacle Foundation, a new and successful way to do LGBTIQ philanthropy. I think, if you don't mind, I'm just going to say gay from here on in, and please assume everything else is in there. I know some of you don't like it, but it really doing my tongue in here. Keeping me company here in the studio and is an old friend of ours, Nick Werlod, who used to be my producer. Hello, Nick.
G'day, Doug. It's great to be back in the studio once again.
Yeah, it is. Now, Nick runs Orlando, which is, well, tell us what Orlando is.
Well, basically, Orlando is just a bit of a indie queer night that we run out in Brunswick at the Edinburgh Castle. It was just a bunch of friends decided that we wanted to throw a party, and rather than have it in one of our houses, which is very messy, we might just do it at a pub. And we're kind of a bit amateur, but we're fairly down to earth kind of night. So yeah, that's basically it in a nutshell.
Okay, well, we'll talk some more about that later in a bit more detail. And we also have a young lady whom I had the pleasure of meeting the other night. The Pinnacle Foundation, I should explain, gives scholarships to young people, and one of the recipients is Michelle Slattery, and she's here with us this afternoon. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Doug.
First time on radio?
It is.
Well, you don't have to be nervous around me. I don't bite unless you ask nicely. So you should be fine. Now, we're going to hear from some other people from the Pinnacle Foundation. In fact, we're going to talk to your two fellow Victorian honorees later in the program. First, I attended the shining example of gay philanthropy, or rather what it ought to be, the Pinnacle Foundation Melbourne launch this week. And to give you a flavour of what it was all about, here's a little of what one of the founders, Sean Linkson, had to say in his opening speech.
I'm one of the co-founders of the Pinnacle Foundation, along with my partner, Philip Combs, who's sitting over there. Less than 18 months ago, we launched Pinnacle. It was November 2009. We were full of hope and anticipation, but really quite unsure of what actually lay ahead. Our dream was to identify future leaders of our community and give them a helping hand if they needed it. There is a whole generation of young LGBTIQ people out there with enormous, significant potential. Unfortunately, as we all know, some of that potential gets diminished or even crushed by prejudice, intolerance, and narrow-mindedness. It's heartbreaking to see how much damage can be caused to teenagers who are vilified and marginalised for their sexual identity, particularly in rural and remote areas in Australia. These brave young people have dreams, but can't always achieve them. So that's what the Pinnacle Foundation does. It helps these young LGBTQIQ youth to achieve their full potential and removes the struggles from, or some of those struggles from their lives, so that they can achieve their full potential. And we do that very simply by providing scholarships and mentoring. We provide financial support for them to complete at least a year of their study. It covers tuition, books, text, computers, basically anything that they need to fulfil their educational or vocational ambitions. And it might be a TAFE course, it could be a university degree, it could be an apprenticeship. We're there to help anyone across, frankly, anywhere in Australia.
Well, afterwards I caught up with Sean for a little chat, and I put it to him that he must be feeling very proud to have achieved so much in just a couple of years.
I am very proud, Doug. It's wonderful to see our three Melbourne Pinnacle Scholars get up there and tell people what it means to be a Pinnacle Scholarship winner.
What does it mean to you to have got this thing off the ground?
A great relief, besides anything else. But it's look, it's something that there's always been a gap in the community. Mm-hmm. I just don't think as a community we've been careful enough of the generations that are going to follow us.
We're very bad on the generational memory and passing it
down.
We are
indeed.
And until now, at least, we haven't had the children to do it with.
Correct, exactly. So I think it's... I just think we've filled a gap in the community. We've given the community a chance to, in some ways, wake up and say, hey, there's a whole bunch of youth out there that are following in our footsteps, but they're still suffering. They're still going through, you know, some very difficult marginalisation. And in some severe disadvantage in some cases. And I just think we need to remember that and give them a helping hand.
And it's also, hopefully, stops them having to reinvent the wheel and find things out for themselves, because they've got people they can go to who've been there first.
Exactly right. And you know, as you know, the key component of the Pinnacle Foundation is not just giving a financial scholarship, it's also providing a mentor. So we provide some very, very wise people that have got some amazing skills that typically have worked in or have studied the same discipline as the student. So there's a great transfer of knowledge and wisdom as part of that relationship.
But you can always use more.
You can indeed. There's a whole community out there. And I guess that's one of the things that we're trying to do, is not just restrict the scholar's exposure to, you know, a one-on-one relationship with the mentor. We're actually trying to integrate them more deeply into a caring community that's got their interest at heart and all of their peers. There's a lot of young people out there that need this help and support.
Yeah, but if you have one, you've planted a seed and that can grow from there.
Hopefully. We hope. That's right.
Hopefully. You're always going to need funds.
We're always going to need funds.
How do people get in touch with you if they want to help, mentor, donate, get involved in some way?
We've got a website, which is very simple, www.thepinnaclefoundation.org. Mm-hmm. And there's opportunities there to make application for mentorships. You can very easily make donations. There's a donation tab on the website, and lots of contact details if you needed to ring us or drop us an email.
Okay. Well, best of luck with it all, and thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank
Sean
you,
Lexon.
Doug. It's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you.
That was Sean Linkson, one of the founders of the Pinnacle Foundation. Now, three Victorian students were awarded bursaries. As I mentioned, one, Michelle, is here with us in the studio, and we'll talk to her in a moment. But before that, the other two couldn't be here today, so I had a chat with one of them, actually, on the night. Let's hear a bit of the story of Jacob Quilligan.
Well, currently I'm based in Frankston studying, but beforehand I was living in Bendigo, and before that I was living in Wedderburn. Wedderburn is a small country town. It's about 75 kilometres northwest of Bendigo, and it has a population of about 800. I came out at the ripe young age of 16. Challenging is the word that comes to mind. I think it was definitely an interesting time of my life living in Wedderburn.
So you're studying nursing and...
Paramedics. I'm doing a double degree through Monash. I'm doing the combined nursing and paramedic double degree.
That must be quite an amount of work.
It's, yeah, just a bit. Slowly finding I'm a bit of a glutton for punishment when it comes to academia, I'm finding. But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it immensely. It's about 21 contact hours a week, plus extracurricular work. Mm-hmm. And I'm just loving it. It's somewhere that I've wanted to go for years now.
So how has Pinnacle Foundation helped you?
Pinnacle has helped me immensely, particularly with some financial assistance. I'm due to go out on placement over the next week or so, and they assisted me in purchasing my uniform, my paramedic uniform, which was a great help.
And this would have been very difficult without financial
support. Yeah, from a background, my mum's a low-income earner, mm-hmm. I haven't sort of really received any support from my dad for quite a few years now. Mm-hmm. You always make the best of what you've got. I find, or I've at least tried to. But to have this sort of support available, and particularly for the reasons it's existing, is incredible.
Well, I think it's wonderful. I think it's really great, and I wish you all the success.
Thank you very much.
That was Jacob Quilligan. He was one of the recipients of a scholarship. One of the other recipients is here with us in the studio, is Michelle. What are you studying?
Sociology.
Oh. And why sociology?
Honestly, I started in finance accounting, and as I got into
you thought might have something a little more boring.
It was just something you fall into after school, and I got into the gay community back where I come from, and mm-hmm. really just got into the social community side of things and found my way into sociology.
So where was this community that you come from?
Northern New South Wales, Tropical Fruits.
Uh-huh.
And the average age for the population there in the community is about 40.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of all the young kids that come through into that community and are usually referred to as the babies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this artificial mentoring program that even just exists in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
how did you come across Pinnacle? How did you hear of them?
I was studying in America at the time, and through the gay group at Swinburne, the link got posted onto our website on our Facebook page. So I looked at it and applied while I was in America and did the phone interview at 4 a.m. So, yeah.
And how are they helping you?
They've given me a year's tuition, mm-hmm. and I have a professional mentor who works at Swinburne mm-hmm. in the administrative side of things. And we meet every fortnight for a coffee before uni and work.
What did your mentor do?
She is the, I think, administration of new projects and new projects, innovations, projects.
With?
Swinburne.
With Swinburne. So you're getting some very valuable advice there.
Yeah, her major is also, her background is sociology as well.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
And this has given you chances you wouldn't have had otherwise, of course.
Oh, for sure. You know, having that person not only just in the gay community, but also in the Swinburne community, it's just an invaluable resource, really.
I'm just so in awe of what Pinnacle have done in such a short time, I have to say.
It's very organised.
Very well organised. I've never seen so many suits in a room in a gay organisation before. Because, you know, most gay organisations you go along to, they've got a very, what I call a communitarian feel to them, such as Joy here, you know, people in jeans and sweatshirts, and it's all quite casual. But this was practically a formal, wasn't it?
It was. It was something I've never seen before. It was a very powerful, intimidating room, and to have to speak to those people,
it was Goldman Sachs boardroom. You know, I mean, this is the company that was too big for the American government to allow them to fail. You know, and we have one of the senior counsel there who's a director of this. A very high powered people.
They are, but they're very genuine people.
Very
as well.
Genuine, and they're all gay.
Mm.
And I'm so pleased to see people like that stepping up to the plate and helping people like you.
Me too.
What do you plan to do once you've got your degree? I mean, do you plan to work with the community, or are your ambitions broader?
No, definitely working with the community. Looking at a few graduate positions within government, mm-hmm. juveniles, juvenile justice area, youth work. It's all up in the air at the moment. I'm looking at doing a few certificates in community services as well at the moment, so...
Cool.
Bit of planning.
Lots to look forward to. Well, we shall follow your career with interest, and don't doubt we'll be interviewing here at some point as a senior civil servant or a government minister or something. And it'll all be thanks to the Pinnacle Foundation. Please stay with us. Join in the rest of the conversations here. If you want to ask any of the other guests questions and so on, you know, join in the discussions. Take part in the whole thing. You're listening to The Rainbow Report on Youth with me, Doug Pollard.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.